Dr. Lowry Barnes, the new chancellor at UAMS, is in our studio. And first off, chancellor, welcome to the new position.
Thanks, Chad. I'm so glad to be here with you today. Thank you very much.
We were talking before we went on the air. You have some very ambitious goals for the UAMS program. Tell me about a few of those.
Well, thanks. We know we need to grow, right? We're currently a one hospital system. That's not much of a system. We have ambitious goals in research and education. We need to grow both of those missions. Both of those missions cost us money. Most healthcare systems or hospitals have one mission, to treat patients. Well, that's a very important mission to us, but it's one-third of our missions. And our healthcare has to be able to pay for research and education because those are not income revenue-producing ventures. Therefore, we have to be bigger because margins in healthcare now are so small. If you're only going to make 2 or 2.5% margin, your denominator needs to be pretty big. So we know we need to have a number of more hospitals and clinical enterprises around the state to help support our mission and to provide the care to Arkansans that they need. So we're looking at working with a number of smaller hospitals in the state who need help and unfortunately won't help from UAMS.
That's going to bring care closer to home for a lot of folks around the state then, isn't it?
Absolutely. Nearby and neighborly, we hope.
Now, you are the first chancellor to continue to practice medicine. Tell me about that and why you would be reluctant to leave the practice of medicine.
Yeah, that's a great question. I absolutely love what I do. I'm spoiled rotten. I'm an orthopedic surgeon who does hip and knee replacement. Patients love it when they get their hips and knees replaced and their pain goes away. So I explained to the Board of Trustees and to the president when they were doing the hiring, and they really didn't want me to operate, that there aren't going to be too many people hugging my neck for being chancellor. But my ladies who come in and their knees don't hurt anymore, they hug me for the next 20 years. I literally saw someone 2 weeks ago that I did their knee 32 years ago. So it's fun. I love what I do. And plus, it keeps me connected to what we do as the business part of our operations. We developed a new hospital called the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital during my tenure as chair of the department. We're building one in Fayetteville now. And it's just really a lot of fun to be a part of that. And I see my peers. They see that I'm doing what they do. I believe in leadership from within. This is just another way to continue that.
Tell me a little bit about your growing up. You grew up here in Arkansas, even though you weren't born here, as I understand.
Correct. I was born in Mississippi, but moved to Pine Bluff when I was 11. So Arkansas is my home. Graduated from Pine Bluff High, went to Fayetteville, graduated from there, then to Little Rock for medical school, and did my residency in Little Rock as well, a 5-year orthopedic residency. Then went to Boston and was at Brigham and Women's, one of the Harvard hospitals, for a fellowship in hip and knee replacement. And then came back to Arkansas, was in private practice for 23 years, moved over to the academic center, UAMS, as chair. Almost 13 years ago now, really an unusual move to move from private practice to chair of an academic department. But I had been running our big practice, and I'd also been very involved in research throughout that time. So it was a move that was a nice challenge then. I say it reinvigorated me, and this move to chancellor has certainly done it again. So I just feel spoiled rotten. I never feel like I'm going to work.
Tell me, what do you feel like the biggest positive changes in your medical time here in the state? What do you feel the biggest challenge is?
Technological advancements in medicine have been so huge over the last 25, 30 years. People often ask about orthopedics, and I say, yeah, there are a lot of things we do differently now. Our total joint patients go home the same day now most of the time. When I finished training, they went home 2 weeks later. To me, the most incredible advancement is what the general surgeons do laparoscopically now. When you had your gallbladder taken out 30 years ago in the hospital 2 weeks, you had this big incision to get over and start a whole new routine of starting your diet back. Now you go in, you have it done laparoscopically, you go home a couple hours later. You say the biggest challenges, the challenges are financial. Every healthcare system is struggling financially. And, you know, I told somebody this morning, the pendulum swings. Whether it be politics, whether it be hospital, healthcare business, whatever, but there's no way in the world the United States is going to let all their small hospitals go broke or their large hospitals go broke. So the pendulum will swing. You can only push it back so far until hospitals and healthcare systems can't provide the care that patients need. then the system's too broken. It'll have to be fixed.
If there was one thing you could tell our listeners that you want them to know and understand about UAMS, what would that be?
That is, we are here to educate healthcare providers, and that we have folks in every county of this state who are trained at UAMS, whether it be in medicine, nursing, pharmacy, any of the healthcare professions. So we provide the workforce and healthcare for our state. We do research that will help patients get better care in the future. But importantly, we not only provide tertiary level and quaternary care, we may do the only liver transplants in the state, but we also take care of the basic prop needs for patients that routine as well. And we work very well with partner hospitals around the state, just like we do here in Batesville.
Dr. Lauer, you've set a vision, and like I say, it's very ambitious. I wish you all the luck and can't wait to see the progress.
Thanks so much.